The classroom smelled like a Sephora. Instead of paying attention to Professor Norma's snoozer of a lecture on landforms, the caged animal lights were swiping fruit-flavored gloss across their lips and rubbing floral-scented salves into their hands, all in anticipation of that final gong. Once struck, typical topics would be over, and the most anticipated weekend of the year, since last month's dance with the Allendale boys, would finally begin. Sadie gazed beyond the metal-framed windows. Those smoke-gray clouds were still hovering. Oppressive and suffocating, they loomed above the private grounds of the Charm House boarding school like an overbearing parent, there to put a damper on her plans, and even worse, her new hairstyle. Hair that Sadie spent most of the day admiring in the reflection of her dead laptop screen. She'd meant to charge her computer the night before. Really? But Claw Spa, the new beauty salon Sadie was opening with her packmates, had become a major attention suck. Saturday morning was fully booked, and they were wildly unprepared. Lindsay, Tiger Light and Queen of the Claws, had to set up a manicure table. Taylor, Chameleon Light and color expert, needed a dyeing station. Amy, Snake Light and Scaly Skin Specialist, had to blend her oil treatments. And Sadie, Lion Light, with superhuman strength and a dry blonde mane, was stuck rearranging furniture. A bummer, but not a surprise. They had finished setting up around midnight. While Lindsay, Taylor, and Amy applauded their work, Sadie, now surrounded by mirrors, fixated on her unruly hair. Gathering it in a bristly bundle, she tried twisting it into something elegant at the nape of her neck. Tying Strawn to a bow would have been easier. I should just shave it off. Funny, Taylor said as she worked her short pink layers into spikes. I've been thinking about all of that. She waved her hand in the general vicinity of Sadie's head. And I have an idea. Trust me. You've been thinking about it? How long had Taylor been contemplating Sadie's look? Is it that bad? Her stomach dipped as she remembered the girls at her old school, how they called her Harry Poppins, and Taylor's whole trust me thing. That was an elephant-sized ask. Only weeks earlier, Taylor had secretly terrorized the animal lights, and worse, her own packmates. Her plan was to scare the girls, mostly Lindsay, so they would stop sneaking out to meet the boys. If the animal lights were discovered, the evil doctors at Institute of Behavioral Science would lock them in cages on the 13th floor, just like they did with Kate, and experiment on them 24/7. So Taylor's intention was to keep them safe. But really, T? Did you have to turn invisible, scratch venom into our bodies to make us sleep, then carve the number 13 into our skin? You couldn't think of any other way to keep us safe from IBS? Nothing? Apparently, she couldn't. And technically, that was fine. Taylor meant well, and the pack forgave her. But trust? Yeah, that was going to take a while. Sadie, I'm not saying your frizzy vibe is brutal, she continued. I'm just... Then I'll say it, Lindsay interrupted, her emerald green eyes fierce and focused. Sadie lady, we love you. But your frizzy vibe is brutal. Brutal is a little harsh, Amy said. Brittle is more appropriate. Her sympathetic smile revealed one fang on either side of her mouth. Why don't I heat some orange and clove oil and... We can give you a mane over, Taylor bellowed. Perfect, Lindsay said. I'll do her claws. 2 hours later, Sadie was running the sharp points of her gold nails through flat-ironed, deep-conditioned blonde hair that faded to black. Wow, you look 16, Amy gushed. Yeah, the ombre technique is a total mane changer, Taylor said. And the dark tips hide your split ends. You actually look pretty, Lindsay added. Actually? Not that you didn't look pretty before. You did. On the inside. But now, you're pretty on the outside, too.